Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms
and conditions. 18 plus. I want to thank you for listening and for all your support as we at Death, Sex, and Money have made our move to Slate. Your stories, voice memos, and emails have meant so much to the team. As part of this transition, there's a new way to support our show financially at Slate, our new home. And you'll get something special in return. Subscribe to Slate Plus, and you'll not only support our work on Death, Sex, and Money, you'll get access to new benefits, including listening to us and all of the other great shows Slate makes, like Slow Burn and Decoder Ring, without any ads or sponsor breaks. To subscribe, just click Try Free at the top of the Death, Sex, and Money show page on Apple Podcasts, or visit slate.com/DSM Plus to get access wherever you listen. Thanks. Hey, it's Anna. In our episode last week, we told you about how writer Saeed Jones approaches personal reflection around New Year's, not with resolutions, but with determinations. He wrote a new essay about that called We Are a Determined Household. And as we start this new year, we wanted to share it with you. We're also collecting your determinations for the coming year. So as you listen, think about what you want in 2020. And then record a voice memo and send it to us at deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. Happy New Year, and here's Saeed.
At some point every December when I was growing up, my mother would set down the newspaper she was reading or mute the episode of Oprah she was watching and look over at me. "Saeed, have you written your determinations yet?" she'd say. "No, Mom, not yet," I'd reply, knowing she was about to say what she said every year. We don't make resolutions in this house. We make determinations. I would watch her, bemused, even as I felt my teenage skepticism giving way to her persuasive earnestness. And then she would hit me with the closer she had been refining for years. "We are a determined household," she would say. It got me every time. My mother raised me as a single parent in the suburbs of North Dallas, sometimes working two jobs to make ends meet and pay for the heart medication she desperately needed, but often had to skimp on. In especially trying times, she'd wake up 2 or 3 hours earlier than usual so that she could chant in front of her Nichiren Buddhist altar for a few hours before going to work. During those threadbare stretches, when she got home from work, she'd sit back down and continue chanting until it was time for dinner. Sometimes I'd hear her chanting and softly crying as I got into bed at night. This is why each December, when she wrote down her list of determinations on an index card she kept near the altar and then asked about my own, I teased her, sure, but not too hard, and not for too long before giving in. When she wasn't around, I'd peek at her card. Every determination was written using the verb will, as in, I will overcome my health challenges. I will travel abroad this year with my son. Each determination would be followed by a sentence explaining why she was so determined. More times than I can bear to admit, I was the reason. My mother was determined to win so she could live long enough to see me win. Usually, just before the last day of the year, I'd sit down and write determinations of my own before placing my index card next to hers. When I grew up and moved away, she'd call or text me every December, and eventually, I'd write down my determinations and keep the card on my desk. We went on this way for as long as we could. A few days after my mother's funeral in 2011, while packing up her apartment, I found her last list of determinations, some of which she had been writing over and over for years by then. I will overcome my health challenges. I will travel abroad this year with my son. She did not. We did not. But know this. For the first quarter of my life, for those pivotal, transformative years during which I came of age, I watched my mother, a Black woman fighting for her life in America, fully aware of what she was up against, summon her determination like clockwork. As an adult, I've come to understand that she was so consistent, not in spite of life's many plot twists, but because of them. We greet each new year hoping for the best, though, in truth, the best might not be in the cards for us. I watched her proudly embrace the odds and stakes as she announced her intention to win anyway. It was a profound lesson. More than the goals she would write down, the act of summoning her determination with clear eyes and at full volume is what I continue to cherish and honor. I will always be her son. I will always do my best to enact what I learned from her. I will define my life not by fear, loss, or scarcity, but by potential. I will always win in the way that matters most. I know this is true because we win the moment we summon the strength necessary to make a determination. We are a determined household.
That's Saeed Jones. His mother was Carol Sweet Jones. Think about your determination for this year. And so we can all get inspired by it, record yourself telling us what it is. It can be big or small, a concrete thing you want to accomplish, or maybe just a way of thinking you want to change. For me, I'm thinking about how I want to focus on slowing down and being less reactive when I feel frustrated or defensive about not measuring up. Since I found that being a stretched wife and mother of two has given me ample opportunity to examine these moments. Send a voice memo of your determination to deathsexmoney@wnyc.org. We'll collect them all and share them back with you. And if you're having trouble getting started, here are a few tips from Saeed.
It should be something simple, and simple but deep. I try to do the I will sentence and then write the why, you know, so I will take care of my body. Why is this important to me? What is the point? Because really the why is probably more important than the goal itself.
Thank you to Saeed for letting us share his essay with you. His memoir, How We Fight for Our Lives, was one of my favorite books of 2019. And you can sign up for his newsletter for more regular Saeed in your inbox at saeedjones.substack.com. I'm Anna Sale, and this is Death, Sex, and Money from WNYC.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Josh Levine. My podcast, The Queen, tells the story of Linda Taylor. She was a con artist, a kidnapper, and maybe even a murderer. She was also given the title The Welfare Queen, and her story was used by Ronald Reagan to justify slashing aid to the poor. Now, it's time to hear her real story. Over the course of 4 episodes, you'll find out what was done to Linda Taylor, what she did to others, and what was done in her name.
The great lesson of this, for me, is that people will come to their own conclusions based on what their prejudices are.
Subscribe to The Queen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now.